弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with our brothers and sisters.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考，站在神的会中留心听见他的话的是谁呢？
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the topic, who are those who stand in the presence of God and listen to him?
我们来看耶利米书第二十三章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23.
第十八节。
Verse 18. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has received and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it?
这里是神，这里圣经这样说，有谁站在神的会中得以听见并会悟他的话呢？
And here asks who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has heard his word.
这个所谓在站在神的会中，就好像参与在神所主持的会议当中的人。
And those who stand in the council are as those who are listening in the conference, have been invited to the conference of God.
在神的会中，就好像神，他在传达一个信息，他在主持一个会议，当中有很多人坐在其中。
And it is like God who are holding a conference and there are many people attending.
然后是能够听见神的话又能够领悟他的信息的是谁？
Who are those who hear his word and perceive it?
然后接下去说，有谁留心听他的话呢？
Who has marked his word?
那表示说，在这个能够参与在神的会中，能够听见又明白，又能够真的很小心的去传达神的话的，到底是谁？是哪一个先知？
So exactly which prophet is the one who had attended the conference of God, has heard the word, perceived the word, and correctly convey the word?
耶利米书二十三章，在从第九节开始，在论到假先知的事。
And from Jeremiah chapter 23, starting from verse 9, talks of false prophets.
在耶利米书里面，我们看到很多对比，就是真的先知跟假的先知有一个很激烈的对抗。
And there are many strong comparisons in the book of Jeremiah between false prophets and true prophets.
那所以，当我们读到这一段落的时候，我们就会要去思考这个所谓的假先知，他们到底从哪里得到这个能力，又怎么样造成百姓的迷惑，最后让神非常的生气，最后会遭受神的惩罚。
So when we read to the section, we must begin to ponder, how do these prophets deceive the people that they may arouse the anger of God?
那这些先知，他们也是口口声声在说神的话语。
And these prophets, preach the word of God with their mouths.
我们都知道先知有多重的角色。
We know that the prophet has, different positions.
在旧约圣经，神在旧约时代了，神兴起他的仆人来传达他的话语。
In the Old Testament, God had risen many prophets to convey his messages.
所以先知的第一个角色就是神的代言人，传达神的信息的。
So the first role that a prophet has to play is to convey the message of God.
他们也是神的律法以及神的信息对百姓的教导的人。
And they are also teachers of the law and statutes of God.
所以这个先知他首先一定要有神的话在他口中。
So firstly, a prophet must have the word of God within his mouth.
所以他所讲的话不应该是他自己的话，应该是神把他的话放在他口中，然后他所传达出来的。
His word should not be his own, but words from God put into his mouth.
那个就是第一章第九节，一开头耶利米先知他自己说，神把他的手放在他的口中。
And starting from chapter 1, we see that Jeremiah himself said that God put forth his hand and touched his mouth.
然后神说，我把当说的话都传给你了。
He said, I have put my words into your mouth.
所以这个就是神 把他要讲的话放在先知的口，由先知来传达，来教导百姓神所要讲的话语。
So God puts His word in the mouth of the prophet so that he may convey the message of God and teach the people.
所以先知就是神的口。
So the mouth, the prophet is the mouth of God.
他讲出神的话。
He speaks the words of God.
那这个神的话，如果真的是神的话，就有力量。
If it is truly God's word, then it will have power.
好，所以你看耶利米先知，他口中讲出来的话是非常有能力的。
So we see that the words coming out from the mouth of Jeremiah are filled with power.
虽然当时候百姓不喜欢听。
Although at that time the Israelites did not like to listen to them.
但是他的话，圣经说像火一样。
But the Bible says that his words were as fire.
我们看第五章十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak the word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them.
这里说，因为当时候很多百姓不听耶利米的话，而且轻视耶利米，把他的话当作风。
And because at that time, many Israelites did not heed the words of Jeremiah and took his words very lightly.
那所以神说我要使你的话在你口中成为火，我的话在你口中成为火。
Therefore, God said, "I will make my words in your mouth fire."
然后这个火就要把他们烧灭。
And it shall devour them.
那表示耶利米先知所讲出来的话是有能力的，是如果不听的人，最后就会被烧灭。
And this is to say that those who do not listen to the word of God will be devoured.
我们再看第二十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23.
第二十九节。
Verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?
这里神的话，他说像火，但是也像打碎磐石的大锤。
And here says the word of God is like fire and hammer that breaks rocks into pieces.
那就看到说这个神的话语本身是有重量的。
So we see that God's word carry weight.
那可以把这些即使坚硬像磐石的这个东西都把它打碎啊。
And it can break into pieces rocks.
所以神的话一出来啊，那个这个就是啊，如果是罪恶的人就承受不住了。
And once the word of God is put forth, those who are evil cannot withstand it.
这个就是先知他的角色，他就是传达神信息的人。
And this is the role of the prophet to convey the message of God.
他的话一定是神给他的。
And his word must be given to him by God.
那这些话其实应该是站在神的会中所领受神信息的，从神来的。
And those words are received in the council of the Lord.
那先知他要讲这个神的话的目的，通常都是为了要警戒百姓。
And the purpose of the words of God is to admonish the people.
所以当时候我们可以看到。百姓神的选民，他们非常软弱。
We see that the chosen people of God were very weak at the time.
他们常常得罪神。
They often sinned against God.
圣经说，他们顺从他们自己顽梗的恶心，随从他们自己的计谋，然后行走那个罪恶之道。
And they turned to their own rebellion and walked into the path of evil.
所以神兴起先知讲话，就是要警戒他们，要呼吁他们回转离开所行的恶道，能够归向神。
So the words of the prophet are supposed to call them back from the path of evil and to admonish them.
我们再看第十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
十八章的第十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 11. 11. Now therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you.Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good.
你看这里，神特别要先知这样宣告：你们个人要回头离开所行的恶道，改正你们的行动作为。
And here, God especially proclaims through the prophet to tell his people to turn back.
那改正行动作为表示说他们要回转，然后他们要改变，要顺服神的 律法神的吩咐。
They must change from their evil doings and walk according to God's ways.
那这样一个宣告，个人要离开所行的恶道，一再重复的出现呢？
And this proclamation of asking everyone to turn away from his evil way is repeated many times.
这是一个警告，不断重复的警告。
And this is a repeated warning.
我们看二十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 23.
二十三章看二十二节。
Chapter 23, verse 22. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned from them, turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doing.
这里说，他们若是站在我的会中，就必使我的百姓听我的话。这个他们指的就是那些所谓的假先知。
Here they refers to the false prophets.
他们若是真的站在神的会中，就听见神在这个会议当中所宣告的话语，他们一定会警戒百姓回头离开他们的恶道，然后归向神。
If they truly were of the council listening to the word of God, then they would have turned the Israelites from their evil way and to God's way.
那这一句话啊，我们继续看二十五章就会看到。
And if we continue to chapter 25, we will see this phrase again.
二十六章也会有。
Also in chapter 26.
这个就是不断重复的警告，要百姓要去真的要改变，否则这个刑罚就来到。
And this is to warn the Israelites that if you do not turn back, then disaster will fall upon you.
这是先知应该扮演的角色，就是警戒者。
And the role of the prophet is to warn.
那圣经里面在描述先知的时候，也特别强调先知是一个守望者。
And when the Bible is describing prophet, it also mentions that he is a watchman.
那这个守望者，他除了宣告警告之外，
So this watchman, besides proclaiming warnings,
他还要为百姓代求，就是要替百姓祷告，祈求神的怜悯。
He must pray for the people and plead for God's mercy.
所以我们看耶利米书十八章啊。
So if we turn to Jeremiah chapter 18,
你看当时候耶利米先知他自己说他在做什么工作。
Here Jeremiah himself says what is his work.
第十八章的十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 19. Give heed to me, O God, and listen to the voice of those who contended with me. 20. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug up a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them.
你看这里就是耶利米的心声，他当时候百姓对他这样子为他们代祷的声音呢，一点他们充耳不闻呢，就是一点也不会感谢。
And the Israelites did not have an inkling of thanks for Jeremiah's pleas.
他们反过来还要谋害他。
But they, or rather, they wanted to harm him.
但是这个时候，先知说：“求你纪念我怎样站在你的面前为他们代求，使你向他们的愤怒可以转向。”
But here the prophet asks God to remember that he stood before them.
所以先知他就是一个代求的人。
So a prophet is one who pleads for the people.
那我们在第一章到耶利米书一章到二十五章之间，我们看到很多次先知他为百姓祷告的这个事实。
And between the chapters of 1 to 25, there are many times that the prophet pleaded and prayed for the people.
那时候你看先知他是站在百姓的那个角色，就是站在百姓的位置里面跟百姓一起求神怜悯。
And he stood in their position and their point of view to pray for God's mercy.
我们看第十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
第二十节。
Chapter 14, verse 20. We acknowledge, O God, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you.
二十一节。
21. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with us.
你看这里先知的祷告都是我们犯罪，我们承认我们的罪恶。
And here it says, we have acknowledged our wickedness and our iniquity.
求你为你名的缘故，不要厌恶我们。
And do not disgrace us for the throne of your glory.
不要让你的荣耀受羞辱，不要背了你跟我们所立的约。
And remember and do not break your covenant with us.
那这个就是先知他当时候的代祷的他的所的角色，他是站在百姓当中。不是把自己跟百姓分离的。
And he stands, this prophet, this intercessor stands from the point of view of the people.
啊，那这个就是真正的神的先知啊。
And this is truly a prophet of God.
那我们从耶利米书看到，耶利米先知他真的就好像站在神的会中，他亲耳听闻了神所传达的信息。
So we can see that Jeremiah is truly like one who stands in the council of God and listens to the word of God.
你看，今天我们看到这样的一个描述的时候，我们要想到主耶稣基督其实就像一个这样一个先知的角色。
So when we see this, we should think to ourselves that Jesus plays also plays a role of this intercessor.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他是君王，是先知，也是祭司。
When Jesus was on the earth, he was a king, and he was a high priest, and he was a prophet.
他把所有的受膏者的角色都集中在他身上。
And he took all the roles of the anointed unto himself.
然后他来传扬这个救恩之后，他拯救我们。
And after proclaiming salvation, he saved us.
那我们今天跟随耶稣的脚步的人，我们成为他的儿子。
So as those who follow in his footsteps, we have become his children.
所以我们成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
那我们今天领受神的圣灵之后。
After we have received the Holy Spirit,
其实我们扮演相同样的角色。
We actually play the same role.
所以我们是主耶稣基督在地上的代表。
So we are a representative of Jesus on earth.
所以其实我们今天，我们每一个人都应当是站在神的会中，听到神话语的人。
So every one of us should be those in the council listening to the word of God.
那所以我们应该扮演像耶利米先知这样的一个角色。
We must play the role of Jeremiah.
我们应该有他这样的一个。这样一个态度，一个人的心情。
We must have his heart and his attitude.
我们会愿意啊，为我们弟兄姐妹来祷告。
To be willing to pray for our brothers and sisters.
会愿意提出警告。
To proclaim warning.
会愿意把神的话语传达给众人明白。
And to convey the word of God so that people may understand.
啊，所以这个是耶利米先知他，其实他一开头他知道他自己是被神特选的人。
From the beginning, Jeremiah knew that he was especially chosen by God.
那他讲的话，当时候人不喜欢听。
And people did not like to listen to his words at the time.
那当时候在选民当中，除了耶利米之外，还有好多的所谓的先知。
But at that time, besides the prophet Jeremiah, there are also many others.
但是这些先知，他们却不是站在神的会中去留心听神话语的人了。
But those people were not those who listened in the council of God.
他们是讲什么样的话呢？
What kind of words did they speak?
从耶利米书第五章开始呢，我们就陆陆续续看到所谓假先知他们的作为，他们的表现。
And from chapter 5 onwards, we'll begin to see the works of the false prophets.
我们现在来做一个比较，看看这些被耶利米说是假先知人是。说了什么话？
Let's make a comparison and read about what kind of words are spoken by the false prophets.
我们现在看第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
五章三十节。
Chapter 5, verse 30. An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land.
三十一节。
31. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power. My people love to do to have it so, but what will you do in the end?
这里第三十节说，国中有可惊骇、可憎恶的事发生了。
And verse 30 says, an astonishing and horrible thing has been committed.
这是一件很可怕的事实。
And this is a very terrible fact.
什么事情呢？
What is it?
就是先知说假预言。
And it is that the prophets prophesy falsely.
祭司借着他们把持权柄。
And the priests rule by their own power.
那这个我们中文的翻译跟英文有点出入了。
And there's a discrepancy between the translations of English and Chinese Bibles.
但其实英文的应该比较准，就是祭司借着他们自己的方法、他们能力来统治、来管理。
And it is that the priests control and rule and dominate by their own power.
那所以。祭司他基本上在讲，在教导神的律法的时候，他不是在把律法讲清楚，而是按照他们自己的心意去要百姓做这个或做那个。
And so when the priests are teaching the law, they are teaching by their own will and what they want to say, but not according to the law.
那先知呢，是借着神来讲假预言的。
The prophets prophesy falsely.
那结果他说，我的百姓也喜爱这些事情。
And my people love to have it so.
那就是说，现在百姓呢，他们喜欢听一些好听的话语。
And so it means that the Israelites wanted to listen to pleasing words.
那但是这些话语可能是假的。
Even though these words might be false.
那这件事情，神说就是一件可憎恶的，是很可怕的事情呢。
And so God calls this an astonishing and horrible thing.
到了结局的时候，你们怎么听呢？这怎么办呢
？And what will you do in the end?
也就是说，最后一定会发现这个假预言是落空的。祭司他领百姓走了错误的路线。
And it is to say that in the end, these prophecies are empty, and they will realize that the priests have led the people in the wrong direction.
但是到那个时候，到了结局来到的时候，就太迟了。
But it will be too late when they realize.
好，看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第六章第十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 13. Because the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even to the priests, everyone deals falsely.
14节。
14. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace.
15节。
15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. They were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord.
这几节就在描述当时候这些先知到祭司，从最大的到最小的，他们都是一味的贪婪、行事虚谎，表示他们的生活表现也跟神的要求差很远。
And this is to say that the least of them, even to the greatest of them, from the priests, from the prophets to the priests, everyone is given to covetousness.
所以他们的贪婪就是为了得到物质的好处。
And their covetousness is to gain material wealth.
他们行事虚谎，表示说一些谎言来让百姓得到暂时的欢喜。
They deal falsely so that the people may temporarily receive happiness.
所以在没有平安的时候，宣告说平安了，平安了。
So when at the time when there's no peace, they say peace, peace.
那说了这些虚谎的话，然后行了这些可憎恶的事情，他说他们会惭愧吗？不会。
And even though they commit abominations and are given to covetousness, they do not blush.
他不会觉得羞耻。
They are not ashamed.
也就是说，在神面前，他不会觉得说他有亏欠。
And before God, they feel like they do not feel like they are guilty.
我们就知道这样的人，他的心基本上已经蒙蔽了。
And here we know that their hearts have been covered, blinded.
那这些假先知，他这样的表现。
And so the actions of these prophets.
我们继续看第十四章。
We'll continue to look at chapter 14.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章的十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13. Then I said, Oh, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, You shall not see this Lord, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place.
14节。
14. And the Lord said to me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart.
你看这里第十三节。我就说是先知说主啊，那些先知常对百姓说，他们有平安了，他们不会遇到刀剑饥荒，意思说现在是太平盛世了。
And then I said, meaning the prophet said that, Our Lord, the prophet say to them that they have peace.
那他们这些假先知讲的信息跟耶利米讲的刚好相反。
And the message given by these prophets are happen to be exactly the opposite of Jeremiah.
那这个时候神自己说。
And here God says.
他说这些先知托我的名说假预言，我没有打发他们。
The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them.
我没有吩咐他们，我没对他们说话，他们基本上是没有站在我的会中听到我的话的人。
I have not commanded them nor spoken to them, and they have not stood in my council.
好，他们现在向你们预言的是。 虚假的意象、占卜、虚无的事情，以及本金的诡诈。
And here they have prophesying to you a false vision, divination, worthless thing, and divination of the heart.
所以他现在奉主的名所讲的四件事情都是虚空的。
And these four things spoken in the name of God are empty.
所以虚假的意象。
False vision.
所以这个意象有时候人是可以编的。
So people may make up visions.
好，那占卜就是哇，我得到什么指示？
Divination, which is a special message.
那他在讲虚无的话，虚无的事情，就是他们自己去捏造出一些事情来。
And that is they mold their own events.
然后出于以及本心的诡诈。
And the deceit of their heart.
就是说他本身想要欺骗百姓，他所去讲的这些好听的话语了。
And their purpose is to deceive the people when they speak good words.
那这个是当时候这些假先知，他要讲这些话，他要有这个讲假预言，一定有他的目的的。
So when the prophets prophesy falsely, they must have their purpose.
哦，因为他自一开始的时候，他们就不是领受神的话语，所以他们一定是讲他自己的话。
So from the beginning, they did not receive the word of God, so they must have spoken their own words.
那他们有他们所要传达的重点。
They have their own points that they want to convey.
所以接下去他就要用很多很多虚假的事情来让他的这个谎言好像变真的一样。
Therefore, they had to say many false things to support their lie.
那神最后就把他揭穿了。
But God has put away with this.
所以第十五节。
Verse 15. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, whom I did not send, and who say, sword and famine shall not be in the sun.By sword and famine, these prophets shall be consumed.
16节。
16, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. They will have no one to bury them nor their wives, their sons nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness on them.
你看这里，神说，这些刀剑饥荒，这些灾祸一定会临到。
And here the Lord says, sword and famine and calamity shall fall upon the sun.
那这些假先知说没有，但是他说这些灾祸会要降在他们的身上。
Even though these prophets say it will not be, God says that these calamities will come.
这些先知要被刀剑饥荒灭绝。
These prophets shall be consumed by sword and famine.
但第十六节说，那听他们说预言的百姓也要因为刀剑饥荒而灭绝。
And the people whom they prophesy shall be cast out into the streets.
也就是说，听了这些假先知的信息人，也真的跟着遭殃了。
And those who listen to the false prophecies will also receive the same punishment.
那就是说，当时候这些假先知他所讲的话，是众人期待听的，所以百姓也喜欢听这些信息。
And the words that are spoken by these prophets are anticipated by the people.
所以就是一个愿答，一个愿哀。
And one who wants to listen and one who is willing to speak.
那现在就是这些先知就讲众人所期待的话语了。
And therefore the prophets speak the words that the people want to hear.
那这样的一个事实。
And this reality.
对当时候耶利米先知来说。
For Jeremiah.
是一个非常大的冲击。
It is a
是一个很大的 impact 对他来说，对他的工作来说。
It's a big impact towards his work.
因为当时候，你看神给耶利米的话语都是非常严厉的。
Because the words given by God to Jeremiah are very harsh.
他不断重复的警告百姓要离开他们所行的恶道。
He repeatedly asks the people to leave their wicked ways.
要指责他们当时候所犯的错误。
And to tell them that they have sinned.
那耶利米真的很勇敢的在讲。
And bravely Jeremiah speaks these words.
可是这些假先知他们却让百姓整个心就被蒙蔽住，没有办法听到真正的声音。
But the words of the false prophets blinded the people's hearts, that they are not able to truly hear the word of God.
当然，百姓他们也不是完全无辜的。
And of course, the people are not entirely innocent.
但是因为有这些假先知在后面撑腰。
But because they are supported by these false prophets,
所以百姓的心就更加刚硬了。
So the people's hearts were even more hardened.
那当时候这些假先知， 在第二十三章描写的非常的详细。
In chapter 23, it gives a detailed description of these false prophets.
神特别说，论到这些先知，他要给他们阴沉，要给他们苦胆水，好，这个就是神要处罚他们呢。第十五节说的。
And in verse 15, the Lord says, "I'll feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall." And that is to say that God will punish them.
那特别第十五节的最后一段话说，因为亵渎的事。出于耶路撒冷的先知流行遍地。
And from in the end of verse 15, it says, "For from the prophets of Jerusalem, profaneness has gone out into all the land."
那表示现在这些亵渎的事情，这些得罪神的事，是从先知开头的。
So
从那里开始，然后流行遍地了。
Profaneness originated from these prophets and spread out into all the land.
那就是说现在。当这个假先知在讲这个假预言、假信息的时候，他对百姓造成很广泛的影响。
And so when the prophets preached false prophecies, they had a great impact and it spread.
让整个百姓的心就离神越来越远。
So that the hearts of the people, were further and further away from God.
那更加拒绝了当时候耶利米所讲的神的真的信息。
And they further rejected the message of Jeremiah.
那所以第十六节。
Verse 16.
请读16节。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord.
17节。
17. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you.
你看这两节圣经，这些先知他说向你们说预言的时候，你不要听他们的话。
In these two verses, it says, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets."
他们是用虚空来教训你们。
They make you worthless.
他所说的意象是出于自己的心，不是出于神的口。
They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the word, not from the mouth of God.
那他现在出于他自己的心，他是他的心是在哪里呢
？Where is their heart?
第十七节是说，
他
对藐视我的人说：“神说你们必享平安。”
They continually say to those who despise me, "The Lord has said, you shall have peace."
一个人如果藐视神，怎么可能会得平安呢
？If one despises the Lord, how will he have peace?
但是这个先知却对那藐视神的人说：“没有问题，神是有怜悯的，他不会在意这些话语，放心的。”
But the false prophets continually say to those who despise him that God has mercy and it's fine.
所以让这个藐视神的人就觉得我这样做无所谓。
So the people who despise God think that they are doing nothing wrong.
好，又对一切按自己顽梗之心而行的人说，没有灾祸临到你们。
And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you.
所以就是让那些顺服自己的心意的人。他觉得这样子做也没有问题，他觉得很安心。
And to those who follow their own wills, they say that no evil shall come upon you, so their hearts are at rest.
你看，我们今天一个人如果要顺服自己的心容易呢，还是听神的话容易呢
？For us today, is it easier to follow our own heart or listen to the word of God?
一定是顺服自己的心比较容易的。
And surely it is easier to follow our own heart.
但是现在。神的话语本身，神的道路就是要我们能够改变自己的心意，来顺服神的旨意的。
But the word of God is for us to turn away from our own hearts and to follow the ways of God.
所以这个假先知，他现在对那些按自己顽梗的心而行的人，表示说这个人是按自己顽梗的心而行。这个先知他也看得出来，他也知道的。
And to everyone, he says to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his heart. And this is to say that the prophets knew themselves those who walked according to their own hearts.
但是他讲的信息是说没有灾祸临到你们，所以没有问题。
But their message was that no evil shall come upon you.
你继续这样做没有不会怎样的。
If you continue to do this, there's no problem.
那就是这个，所以这些所谓的假先知，他现在按他自己的心，他。讲出百姓喜欢听的话语。
These prophets spoke words according to the hearts, words that people wanted to hear.
那这些人，接下去第十八节，神就说，
And in verse 18, God says,
应该这一句话应该是先知讲的耶利米先知讲的。
This is the word of the prophet.
就是有谁是站在神的会中去听见去领受了神的话语，是谁呢？
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and perceived and heard His word?
耶利米先知他是站在神会中的人。
Jeremiah is one who stood in the counsel of the Lord.
他的信息说，看啊，第十九节，神的愤怒好像暴风已经发出，是暴烈的旋风。必转到恶人的头上。
19. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind.
表示说现在灾祸来到，恶人有祸了。
And disaster has come upon the evil.
神的怒气不转消。
The wrath of the Lord will not diminish.
要直到他心中所拟定的成就了，末后的日子你们要全然明白。
And until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart.In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly.
也就是说，先知在预告将来的灾祸。等到这个灾祸来到的时候，就知道说，到底谁是真的站在神会中传讲信息的人。
The prophet is saying that in the end, when calamity comes, we will know who it is that has stood in the counsel of the Lord.
神说：“我没有打发这些先知，他们径自奔跑；我没有对他们说话，他们径自议言。”
The Lord says, "I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied."
所以当时候这些假先知对百姓真的造成一个非常大的很坏的一个影响力。
So these prophets had a very bad influence on the people.
当时候这些先知他们除了看到这个虚假的异象以外
Besides false visions,
他们也会有一些说我做梦我做梦的。
They will say that I have a dream.
但是这些梦这些异象都是出于他们本心的诡诈。
But these visions and these dreams are out of the evil of their hearts.
所以第二十六节。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
26. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of deceit in their own heart.
第二十七节。
27. Who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which tells everyone his neighbor, as their fathers.Who forgot my name for Baal?
这些不管是异象或异梦，它最后的目的就是要让百姓忘记神。
Whether it be prophecies or dreams, their purpose is to cause the people to forget God.
去忘记了神对他们的教导，神的法则。
It's for the people to forget the laws and the promise of God.
好，那第三十二节。
Verse 32.32. Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them nor command them, therefore they shall not profit these people at all, says the Lord.
这是当时候神最后把它做一个结论说，那些先所谓的先知是用梦幻为预言，又述说这个梦以谎言和金夸使我的百姓走错路的。
God makes a conclusion that those who prophesy against those who prophesy dreams, and he to tell them that he did not send them.
他们是让神的百姓走错路，也不知道危险来到的人。
And there are those who cause people to err by their lies and did not know their recklessness.
神说我要与他们反对。
God said, I will confront them.
他们与这些百姓是毫无益处的。
They do not profit the people.
那在这个第二十三章之后呢，我们就看到，当时候耶利米先知他接下来他就遇到了这些假先知的挑战了。
And here after chapter 23, Jeremiah receives the challenge from false prophets.
那他这个挑战就是记载在第二十七章、二十八章。
And this challenge is recorded in chapter 27 and 28.
这个真假先知的这个对抗，在第二十八章就是一个高潮。
This is
就是一个
the epitome of the challenge of from false prophets.
当时候这个假先知特别举的这个例子就是哈拿尼亚这个人。
The false prophets raised the example of Hananiah.
他当时候。在第二十八章里面，当众把耶利米因着神的吩咐所放在他颈项上的轭，把它拆掉了。
And he has taken away.
这个恶是神要约利米放在他颈项上的。
They have taken away the yoke of God, that God put on the shoulders of Jeremiah.
但是这个哈拿尼亚，他现在当众把在百姓面前把这个恶把它折断，说神的信息说这个恶，你们被巴比伦王所辖制的这个辖制被释放了，两年之内他们就归回了。
And yet Hananiah publicly breaks the yoke of Jeremiah and says that they are freed from the bondage of Babylon.
那这个就是第二十八章的第十节、第十一节那里所记载的。
And this is recorded in verse 10 and 11.
那因为当时候这个哈拿尼亚他在做这件事情的时候，那个百姓一定非常的兴奋。
When Hananiah was doing this, the people must be very excited.
因为他讲的话说，神要折断巴比伦王的轭，是要让他们得到解放，所以被掳人会归回了。
And he was saying that those who were taken captive will be taken back.
连耶利米先知都要说阿们的。
And even Jeremiah went his way.
当时候耶利米先知其实听到这个哈拿尼亚这样做的时候。
When Jeremiah heard what Hananiah did,
他并没有说什么。
He did not say anything.
但是当时候耶利米先知讲了一个很重要的一个提醒。
But at the time, Jeremiah spoke of a very important reminder.
第二十八章的第七节。
28:7.
第七节。
7. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak in your hearing, and in the hearing of all the people.
第八节。
8. The prophets who have been before me and before you of your old prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of war and disaster and pestilence.
第九节。
9. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent.
好，你看这一段，耶利米先知说，他说，自古以来，在你我以前的先知，就是过去的这些神兴起的先知。基本上向百姓所讲的预言都是论到征战、灾祸、瘟疫的事情，都是刑罚的事情。
Jeremiah says, "The prophets who have been before me and before you of your old prophesied many countries and great kingdoms of war, disaster, and pestilence." And that's to say that they have only prophesied of punishment.
第十九节说，如果是预言平安的事情，要到话语成就的时候，人才会知道他是真是神所差来的了。
And verse 9 says, as for the prophets who prophesy of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent.
如果是要预告平安，神需要派先知去讲吗？
If it is to proclaim peace, does God need to send a prophet to say it?
根本不需要。
He does not need to.
因为神跟百姓所立的约里面，其实已经明明记载，只要人愿意遵行神的话语，必然得福。
Because in the covenant of God with His people, it says that whoever takes heed of the word of God and follows His commandments will be blessed.
所以我们看众先知他在讲的信息的时候，基本上都是在宣告警告，在宣告刑罚的事。
So most prophecies given by prophets are of reminders and warnings.
这是神兴起先知的目的。
And this is the purpose of God to raise prophets.
因为人离开了神的这个道路线了。
Because people have left the way of the Lord.
接下去就是神的刑罚咒诅来到。
And disasters and punishment will come.
但是人往往就会没办法醒悟。
But many times people are unable to awake.
所以神就兴起先知，在大声的宣告，让他们耳朵能够听到，会耳鸣，就哇，那这样子要改变。
So God raises up prophets to proclaim His word, and that the people might change.
所以一般先知所讲的话都是百姓不喜欢听的。
Most words spoken by the prophets are words that the people do not like to hear.
但是现在这个哈拿尼亚他讲的话，哇，是宣告平安呢。
But the words of Hananiah are ones of peace.
所以耶利米先知特别说，要等到你所宣告的平安来到的时候，才知道你是真的从神派来的了。
So Prophet Jeremiah says, when this peace comes to pass, then we will truly know if you have been sent by the Lord.
我们现在把这些信息把它做个整理。
So let's summarize this.
谁是站在神的会中， 留心听到神的话语的人呢？
Who are those who stand in the counsel of God and listen to His word?
这个人一定是从神派来的先知。
He must be one, a prophet sent by God.
在他的口中会有神的话语的。
His mouth contains the words of God.
所以要分辨真假先知，一定是他讲的话语，他的预言一定要应验，要实现。
And to discern between true and false prophets, his words must come to pass. It must be fulfilled.
那这个其实是根据《生命记》第十八章里面所记载的。
And this is according to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
所以话语要应验，这是很最基本的。
It is a basic requirement that his words are fulfilled.
第二个。
Secondly.
就是说这个信息本身。一定是要让人可以改变他本来所走错路线的，能够回转归向神。
And his words must cause people who once walked away from the correct path to turn back onto the way of the Lord.
这个信息要让人愿意改变他顽梗的恶心，然后更认识神这位我们所敬拜的神是千万不得的神，要听他的话的。
And his words must turn stiff-necked.People and their hearts, and back to the way of the Lord.
我们所拜为这位神，我们一定要很清楚。
We must know very well our God whom we worship.
神这样宣告。
God proclaims.
第二十三章的第二十三节。
Chapter 23, verse 23. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and a God afar off, and not a God afar off?
二十四节。
24. Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and the earth, says the Lord?
这位神是充满天地的神。
This God fills heaven and earth.
他看人不能够在隐秘处藏身，让他看不到。
No one can hide himself in secret places.
也就是说，人的每一个心思，神都知道。
God knows the heart and thought of every man.
所以先知他讲的话语，他是真先知，他一定是要让百姓可以改变他顽梗的恶心。然后更认识神，然后更敬畏神。
A true prophet will cause a man's rebellious heart to turn towards God.
所以有些话语即使应验，如果最后的导向是要让人不认识神，然后不听从神的话，那这个不会是真先知，不会是站在神会中听到神话语的人。
If his words cause people to turn away from God and rebel against God, then he is not of the counsel of the Lord.
那从这个先知他的生活来看
from the lifestyle of the prophet,
真的站在神会中的人，他一定会是一个圣洁的人。
We know that those who a prophet who stands in the counsel of God must be one who is holy.
因为没有圣洁的人，不能够无法站在神面前的。
Without holiness, one cannot stand before the presence of God.
所以你看那个传假预言的假先知，他们怎么表现
？And what do false prophets who preach of Who preach lies do?
他们是贪婪的。
And they are lazy.
他们是讲谎言的。
They lie.
他们是要讲话去讨好别人的。
And they speak words to please others.
所以在他生活里面基本上是缺乏所谓的圣洁。
And in their lives, they lack the so-called holiness.
所以这些道理，我们如果能够都明白以后
，If we understand this teaching,
我们就会发现。对照主耶稣，他告诉 门徒，在这个末世的时候要小心 的道理。
Then we can compare it to the message of Jesus to be careful of false prophets.
我们现在看马太福音第二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it.
24节。
24. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
25节。
25. See, I have told you beforehand.
26节。
26. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out, or look, he is in inner rooms, do not believe it.
这里主耶稣在提醒我们，在这个末世的时代，假基督、假先知会起来现大神迹、大奇事，连选民都可能被迷惑的。
Here Jesus warns us that in the end, false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive even the elect.
有些人他是本自己的心在说预言的。
And some people prophesy according to their own hearts.
那 有时候会有能力行神迹，要小心。
Sometimes they might have power to perform great signs and wonders.
我们要再进一步去检查这个人的生命，这个生活。
So we must take a further step to examine this person's lifestyle.
哦，所以有时候这个狼豺狼会披着羊皮。
Sometimes a sheep is clothed, a wolf is clothed in sheep.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第十五节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
16节。
16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
所以这里你看到说，要检查他所结的果子。
And here it tells us that we may know them by their fruits.
是真正能够遵行天父旨意的人，是站在神会中听见神话语的人。
They must be people who listen to the word of God, who are standing in the counsel of God.
所以今天我们在这个社会里面会听到很多很多的信息。
In this society, we hear many messages.
很多人他所讲的话语，如果是出于自己的心的时候，听起来会很好听的。
Sometimes when men speak out of their own hearts, it may sound very pleasing.
但是我们如果是真的领受神的话，站在神的会中听到神的信息的。
But if we are among those who stand in the counsel of God and hear the word of God,
有时候这些话也是别人不喜欢听的。
And even though these words are words that men do not want to hear,
但是我们还是需要去讲。
We still need to proclaim them.
因为这样代表我们真的是神的真先知了。
Because this will represent that we are the true prophets of God.
我们要用我们真正的圣洁的生活，我们生命的表现，来印证我们所讲的话是要让人更认识神，让我们所宣告这个信息最后是会应验的。
And our lifestyles and actions must confirm that our words will lead people to salvation.
所以谁是会站在神的会中来留心听神的话的人呢？
Who are among the counsel of the Lord who hear His word?
是我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
It is every one of us here.
愿主带领我们。
May God guide us.
我们再来唱诗396首。
Let's sing hymn 396.